This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gotta tell you, Atlanta, love the kid. Michael Penix stepped in. We talked to him at camp. Matter of fact, we talked to him the first day at camp.
Right.
And, you know, what our goal is to talk to him a lot more throughout the course of the season as we're up here. Obviously, we'll rotate a variety of guests, but good to get our quarterback on heading into week one. Mike, he exudes confidence. And I don't say that in a negative way. This isn't a cocky dude in the way that you're, like, turned off. He is just confident in who he is and what he's able to do. And that is what I love about him. And the other part is Mike brought up the fight thing with the Titans. He ain't scared.
Right.
So I'm good.
No, it's funny. It's like being cool. Some guys try too hard to be cool, and it just naturally cool. That's the best way I could describe it.
That's a good way.
And we know how cool he is. The rest of the country, maybe not so sure about that. That's why, you know, as we look at the numbers, we're 2.5-point dog, by the way, on Sunday.
At home.
Yes.
All right. More on Michael Penix. If you missed the interview, it will be online at Odyssey.com. You can go listen. We need to spend some time with the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. His name is Wes Durham. We say Wes Durham, who joins us and will on a weekly basis. Wes, we just talked to our quarterback. And again, I don't know how much you heard, but you've talked to him enough. You know what Atlanta can expect, I think, heading into the season. I just want to ask you that as we get ready for week one. And this Penix factor, and Coach came in here about 30 minutes ago and said, look, we gotta protect the kid. And he's right. I mean, that's the way you get him going, is to make sure that he's on his feet.
Yeah, I totally agree with what Ra told you then. I think protection's going to be a major premium. We all know what the situation is at right tackle. And you got to believe in Elijah and move forward if you're a Falcons fan and hope that that does not become a distraction as the season unfolds, because – you know, we've talked about it, guys. The first four games are just huge. I mean, I've been trying to find a way to not make them bigger, but I'm sorry. You're playing two division teams and two teams who probably are going to be in a wild card chase or win their division. So, yeah, you got to be right, and you got to be right from the start. And I'm excited about Sunday because I want to see what it looks like, because I think it does have potential, even with some of the bumps we've had along the way in camp.
Yeah, we asked Coach about it. We asked Michael Penix about it. It sounds like, you know, Mooney maybe game time at best, because he can move, Wes, but he worried about the contact with the shoulder injury. How confident are you that a guy like Kyle Pitts can step into that breach, or Casey Washington? Obviously, we know that 9-to-5, as you call it, Drake will certainly be in the mix. But what do you think about the other guys in the passing game?
Well, you know, let's be honest. Penix came in from the first training camp presser and called Kyle out, say a lot of balls went to KP. You know, keep talking Kyle Pitts. I'm all for it. I think that anything you can do in the throw game then opens up at least some doubt about what you can do when Seven gets the ball in his hands. And, you know, Mike and Carl, we've talked about this. Seven is the show, okay? Bijan is the show. And Penix is going to be fine. I think the receivers, I think Drake could have a monster year. I'm sure Arch has told you guys that too. I think we both feel London is set to just go to the next level in terms of what he's thought of around this league. But I think between London, Robinson, Penix, certainly you hope you get Mooney back toward 100%. You know, Kyle, certainly you think about it. And then I'm excited to see how he's changing Zach's playbook with Tyler Allgeier on Sunday, to be honest, too. I don't know if Sunday's an Allgeier-type game, given the way their front is and how good they were last year defensively. They were fourth against the run. And, you know, it'll be interesting, especially with that moving solar system they've got that lines up at nose.
Right. That's Vita Vea.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Big boy. West Durham joining us, guys. We want to talk some college football with you, and we will, because I want to get your thoughts after week one. Talking about the Falcons, though, right now, as we get ready for Tampa Bay. Defensively, how good do you feel? I know there's been a lot of changes. We asked Coach about, you know, Brick, our new defensive coordinator, and he talked about their relationship and why he trusts him. But how good should we feel heading into week one, knowing that all this stuff was done to improve our defense?
Well, I think you first of all have to look at the way things just potentially could be. And potentially you're talking about having two fire breathers on the edge. And I think Leonard Floyd, even though he's in his 10th year, still got plenty of gas in the tank.
Right.
But Katie's gotten better every year. Onyemata and Rook, you know, and any combination of those guys, that really helps. And then, you know, Ellison. Again, we've gone a lot of August here, and nobody's really gotten into the Divine Diablo situation. And I just think that guy had way too much production last year in Vegas. And, you know, I was fortunate to see him a handful of times as a college player, and I just thought he was an impact-type guy. And I'm delighted he's here with a bird on his hat, because I think he can really help this football team. And, yeah, defensively, Carl, it comes down to Atlanta has been, I think, 4 years in a row, five maybe, negative turnover margin. And I just think that has to change. I think that part of this metric with this team, if they're going to achieve some things, the turnover number's got to reverse itself. And, you know, it wasn't great last year, and they've got to be better at that this year, and I think they know it more than anybody else. And there's certain things that have to happen in the first four games outside of a positive record win and loss-wise. You know, and I know Dave's probably talked to you guys about red zone offense. I am big on red zone, our third down defense. I think they've got to be better there. And that's where I'm looking for the improvement, to be honest with you. I don't want to be, you know, 30th in red zone defense this year. I think that's a number, if you're 28th in red zone defense. If you can change that number, I think that is a massive, massive improvement in terms of what the overall health of the football team could be.
West Durham with us, guys. One more on the Falcons. Yeah, that complimentary football, because we're going to see some rookies on defense starting. Yeah. We're going to see Xavier Watts. See Billy Bowman in the nickel and the dime. So hopefully, West, we're going to see the quarterback not having that one Mississippi to four Mississippi range that he's had the last couple of years to cut us up.
Thing. You know, when you pressure this guy on Sunday now, he can take off and make plays with his feet. We've seen that all too many times, right?
Yep.
And I think you've got to cast doubt early. So don't be surprised if they're coming from the third deck early on Sunday on Baker. And I know he's got a potential Hall of Famer at wide receiver. They're excited about Emeka Ebuka, and they should be. I don't know what Godwin's going to do in terms of play or not. I think Tez Johnson is a great pick for them, and Sterling Shepard returns. Josh Grizzard, the new offensive coordinator down there, is a guy who spent time at the collegiate level with David Cutcliffe, and then he was in Miami with Mike McDaniel. And certainly was there a year ago when, Liam Cohen came over to run the offense. So he's got a pretty wide catalog, too. And I'm going to be curious to see, because we know Bucky Irving's talented, Rashad White's good. But what else does Josh Grizzard come up with on Sunday as well that might be a new wrinkle for Tampa and one Atlanta has not scouted?
What did you make of the Clemson LSU matchup? Wes calls a variety of college games, guys. If you're not familiar, obviously the
I'm at one of Mike's
Falcons.
Schools on Saturday, by the way, Carl. One of Mike's many schools. I'm at Virginia Tech on Saturday night.
Ooh,
as they
Bandy.
Host Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Yeah,
right on.
Yeah, that's a big one actually, because Vandy feels like they've got some momentum. What did you make of the Clemson game and Dabo afterwards? Listen, they're a really good football team. I think they're going to still be in the mix, Wes, but that was like one of those prove it matchups.
Yeah, it was, and it was a heavyweight fight, and it looked like a heavyweight fight. You know, it looked like a game we'd see third week in November, right, or third week in December, maybe in the playoffs in the first round. I think both teams are still very viable. I think there's a little shine off of where Clemson is and what we thought Clemson would be, and they'll have to earn our trust back. But nobody that lost last week, and yes, I'm talking about Alabama too, nobody that lost last week is out of it. That's the important thing to remember. Now this is a little bit like the NFL. You know, if Philly loses tomorrow night to Dallas, they're not out of it, right? If Kansas City loses, they're not out of it. I mean, that's just kind of the way this works now. So if you're Clemson or if you're Alabama, you're taking some things to heart. If you're LSU, if you're Florida State, you got to feel like you've got a game in hand and moving forward in this deal. And I still think Clemson has the material. My question is Clemson now become a slow starter in terms of the way Dabo's team played? They used to blow out of the gates like drag racers.
Right.
And now it seems like it takes a game or two for them to find their mojo. And only he can really answer that. But too many people now are getting caught up in the game that's been played rather than the game that's ahead. And if you're Clemson, you know, you got Atlanta next week. You're coming here to see Georgia Tech.
Right.
And more than likely you're going to be 1-1 and Georgia Tech's going to be 2-0 in a high noon game. And I think that's the kind of way Clemson has to kind of process and move on. I would say the same thing about Alabama or anybody else that lost last week who's kind of in that hunt. Texas would fall into that category too, Carl. I don't think Texas played bad. I just think Ohio State's pretty good. And, you know, we're going to get Oklahoma-Michigan on Saturday, and that's that kind of game too. And that's the beauty of where college football is going, guys. I mean, this is, you know, by the time we get to 27, 28, and 29, by the time we get to the late 20s here in the next 3 or 4 years, we're going to have lights-out games seemingly every week just by the virtue of the SEC going to 9 or the way the conference policies are going to be set up to play these P4 games outside your league.
Yeah, man. Nothing short of 3 touchdowns and 300 yards was going to keep Arch Manning from being criticized. I just thought Sarkisian kind of botched things.
That's unfair, Mike. That's unfair.
And then, I will say this, Klubnik is an upperclassman. Klubnik played terribly. He was terribly missed open throws. That was bad.
Right. Yeah, but what we need to do is tip our cap to LSU and say, hey, Blake Baker, you called a hell of a game defensively, right? And Harold Perkins is healthy again. Remember, last year he fought injury after this lights-out freshman season. And so that's one of the best players in college football who somehow or another has fallen off the satellite of guys we talk about being impact players in the college game. I mean, Carl, you remember what, 2 years ago, he was a freshman player of the year, right?
Yes, that's right.
That guy was banged up most of last year. He clearly was banged up early in the season. So if he never got right, but he looked right the other night, and so did LSU. Now the challenge, just like with Mario Cristobal at Miami, is can he and Brian Kelly figure out a way to not jack it up?
All right, what about the debacle in Chapel Hill? Bill Belichick, I know that Rome wasn't built in a day. What are your friends up there in Tobacco Road saying about that train wreck?
Neither was Carborough. neither was any place else on the map not built in a day. Look, I think some of the other night is TCU's a pretty good team. And I think I told Carl this because I know he's an old Big 12 guy at heart in some respects. Right, Carl?
For sure.
The Big 12 is the most entertaining league in the country this year because there are a half dozen teams that could win it. I mean, literally a half dozen teams. And I think TCU happens to be one of those teams. Carolina had to find out in some ways where they were, and they may not like where they are, but they've got 70 new players. I was up there to do the road trip a couple of weeks ago, and they're doing a good job coaching. It's not like Bill's over there in a lawn chair having a cocktail with a seat up. I mean, he's 70-some years old, and he acts like he's 40-some years old. And I give him credit. They're coaching him, but Carolina may just not be very good right now, and they've got to find a way to get better. The key element for Carolina is they play exactly one of the preseason top four in the ACC, and that's Clemson. One. They don't play Georgia Tech. They don't play SMU. They don't play Miami. I mean, they're fine. But they've got to get better. They got to, number one, they got to tackle. Number two, they got to block somebody. They didn't block anybody. That quarterback was running for his life in the second series on. I'll give you the first. Here's my favorite stat of the game. The opening touchdown drive was like 87 yards and 9 plays, and they got a score, right? Their next 8 possessions, they had 5 3-and-outs. I'm sorry, next 7 possessions. They had 5 3-and-outs, and they had 2 5-play drives. and a grand total of 21 yards of total offense. That's just not going to win. That's not going to beat any. That's not going to beat Gardner Webb Saturday in Atlanta. I mean,
no,
that's just the way that is. Jordan, they've got to get better. They got to block and they got to tackle. I thought this team would be okay, but I also thought they would get better as the season wore on in Chapel Hill for him, and I expect that to still be the case. My deal is this. I thought the schedule, they could win 7 or 8 if they were okay. They're not okay. It now might be 4 or 5. Maybe 4 or 5, barring injury.
It's going
to
be interesting.
But that's a lot of money to be 4, and that's a lot of money to win 5, isn't it, Mike?
You're right. No, it is a lot of dough. So you are at Virginia Tech, Vandy, right?
Yeah, I got Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech on Saturday night, and be back on Sunday morning for Falcons and Buccaneers. And excited to be alongside the Soda Springs head puncher again.
No doubt. Right on. It's going to be a great start to the season. Wes, thanks so much. We look forward to our visits every week, man, and lots of college football talk, lots of Falcon talk as well. Hey, have a great call.
We
appreciate you. Yeah, man.
Hey,
good
by
stuff.
The way, Mike, that Kroger thing with you and Carl and Barbara?
Yeah.
You look like a game show host or something in that thing. What the hell is that about?
I don't know. I look like the bad guy in Black Panther, the South African guy. I don't know how that came down, but Barbara looks great.
She does.
Carl, we got to get that put on a shirt. Can we just get Mike put on a shirt and sell that with the station on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great. We probably could. We probably could.
But no one's going to know who it is.
Who is that guy?
It looked like me.
The fact that it's supposed to be you is amazing.
Yep.
Wes, good stuff, man. We'll talk
soon.
See
you guys. All right. Be well.
That's hilarious. Hey, man, Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk, brother?
We'll explain what Wes was talking about, and we'll also tell you what happened to that giant oversized jersey that Tech had to put on a guy that didn't work out so well in Colorado. Details on that. And how would you like to get a cool Father's Day, maybe Christmas gift, and smell like the big Aristotle? Or maybe it smells like diesel. We'll explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.